I'm sitting in my booth. It's the middle of July, 2022. Boxes have been filled and taped and packed. Carefully squirreled away in a big orange van in the front yard. Bits of debris lie around my house. The walls echoing strangely. Naked of paintings, holes patched and white. A place once filled with me, with my life, is now empty. All but this booth. It's the last thing I'm packing. It's my space, my safe space. And I couldn't have built it without you guys. It's not a perfect space. The lines are not perfectly plumb. The canvas on the walls are really repurposed drop cloths, and so there are seams and dimples where we attached it to the stuffed full sound absorption insulation. The duct that allows cool air to come in, lays slightly crooked and is trying to pull away, because how does one attach a solid to a tarp full of foam? I don't know. My desk. I will miss this for sure. Its raw edge, its painted top, the spot where I put my elbow already rubbed back down to the wood. Thank you for this space. It's been a crazy couple years with COVID and the markets and Russia and Ukraine and so many things. But I had the privilege of coming out here where it was quiet. Where nobody would bother me. Where I could pretend to be someone else. And bring stories to life to share with you. It's been glorious. The memories made here in my bubble of imperfection. I will miss the imperfections. I was shopping for a professional sound booth. Professional. And reading about the sound isolation. And I'm starting to wonder if they're actually as good as the space I have. Also, they're way more expensive. The only upside to those spaces is that you can move them. So as I hop on a plane to go find a place to live, I can't bring this booth. It is grafted to the house in which it was built. And so I must say goodbye. On to new things, sweet booth. And I would like to invite you to see yourselves as I see this booth. The you that is you. The you that nobody knows. Because it's hard to know oneself, and it's practically impossible to really know another. So there's the you think you are, there's the you other people think you are, and then there's you. I would like to invite you to imagine that bit of you, the you that is really you. That it has its imperfections, it has its crooked air conditioning and its rubbed off points. But it's marvelous. It has brought you this far. And if you were to allow someone to get close enough to see your wrinkly, tarpy walls and door that squeaks. Perhaps it would be those very things that you want to hide that would endear them to you. It would be what makes you real. It would make you special and accessible, because if you were perfect, you'd be too good for everyone, because everyone has flaws. As I'm pre-sad for saying goodbye to my booth and wanting to express my gratitude, I just want to remind you guys how special all of our oddities are. I see them in the server. They're so fun and silly and ridiculous. Let's be brave. I will imagine a world in which I have a space to record that I love as much as this one. And you, my sweet lost boy, I want you to imagine a future in which you have the relationship that you long for. It's oddly safe to put what we want on a pedestal or say it's for other people, the pretty people or the cool people or the young people or the rich people or whatever category your brain labels it, to make it safe enough to gaze upon but off limits to interact with. Be good to yourselves. Be as good to yourself as you are to me. If you wouldn't say it to me, should you be saying it to yourself? I was in an abusive relationship with myself for a very long time. I didn't know how to speak with myself, talk to myself without inflicting damage. And learning to love myself. I was already on that road when I met you guys, but it's been an interesting journey. I think parasocial stuff kind of puts in focus some strange things. And now I'm rambling. If you wouldn't say it to me, if you wouldn't speak to me that way, why would you speak to yourself that way? Are you in an abusive relationship with your inner monologue? If so, maybe you should break up. I think you should break up. That's what I've said. 1, 2, 3. I've said my piece. Nothing else needs to be said. I won't be recording for a while, but I have recorded ahead. Don't worry. I've made videos ahead. I have prepared for this. I will be in the Discord off and on and in chats and doing live things. But for now, sweet booth. Oh, chariot of my dreams. Alas, I must depart to do other things. Thank you, boys, for being with me on this crazy fucking ride that none of us signed up for called life. And thank you, as my roller coaster goes up and down and back and forth and around and round, thank you for being with me on it and for allowing me, to varying degrees, to be here with you on your journey, up and down, round and round, a journey we didn't ask for. And yet the company is grand, isn't it? Worth the motion sickness, if you ask me. Until next time, when I am rambling and perhaps waxing, not poetically, take good care of yourselves. No dying. And break up with that evil, grumpy old curmudgeon in your head. Bye, guys.